Hello everyone, you're listening to the Passion Photography Podcast, the one and only place you can find everything you want and everything you need to know about the fashion photography business. It's episode 103 and I'm here with a guest. He's going to tell us how he started, what's about to move from working as a party photographer to a top-notch fashion advertising photographer, and what's like to be shooting for a matchmaking website. He started shooting at night because he really wanted to build an amazing portfolio and he was busy during the day. I don't know about you, but I would call this dedication. There's also a short story about his first attempts to find models and bill paying projects. I know you're gonna love this interview, so say hello to my new guest.
Hello, my name is Dmitry Bucherov. I'm a professional photographer and I'm currently based in Moscow, in Russia. Sometimes I work all over the world and last time I work in Barcelona.
Oh.
Yes, we're having a nice, great advertising campaign. Sometimes I work in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, so you're traveling a lot.
Yes.
Do you like that or you just do it because it's work?
You know, I am happy that I have such kind of work.
You got me right on spot. You know, everybody knows that I love Spain. Oh, so with cool. Barcelona, you just got me. Tell me about this project there. What did you do?
We make a men's youth campaign. Mm-hmm. For the big Russian company called Henderson. It will be a spring-summer campaign for great days for photo shooting, to find one day for fine locations in Barcelona. It's a very beautiful place and I like it so much.
Do you feel weird when you're shooting other men as a man?
No, it's fine.
Did you ever study?
No, I started my work as a photographer maybe 6 years ago.
Oh, just 6 years.
Yes. And before I worked in the nightclubs as a photographer. Uh-huh. Yes, maybe for 1 year and a half. Mm-hmm. And then I started to find a photo studio in Moscow and became to work in studio with studio lighting and etc.
Just like that?
Yes.
You just decided it?
6-7 years ago, yes, I started my career.
Mm-hmm. And was it hard in the beginning when you were exploring so many new stuff on your own?
I can't say that it was difficult. It was very interesting for me to find some information. In Russia, there was not so much schools about photography. They was not so good. That's why I tried to find my way to study photography. As fast, so good.
And how did you decide to open your own studio? Because that's a big deal. It costs a lot of money.
I didn't open my own studio. We have some studios here in Moscow. Mm-hmm. I wrote to one studio.
Uh-huh.
I have some little shorts. Can you check my portfolio? And we met with the director. It was really fun because maybe first year I made in some portfolio for all the women. Yes, because the social network was so grown up and the websites where you meet another man, for example. And they wanted to be so beautiful, so young. And yes, I work a lot with women, which 50 years old, 60.
So you were the person who were helping them to match with another person. That's cool.
Yes, I started and tried to find to teach the light. And then we have a director offer us some free time in studio where you can make your own project. And so I started to make at nights. I found some hairstylists, some makeup artists. We find young models and I started making a photo shooting at the nights. That's why I started to grow up my portfolio. Maybe 2 or 3 years we work like this. Mm-hmm. In the morning we're making some portfolio for old women and then at night we try to make any photos with young models. And then some years later I started making some campaigns, some catalogs. And now I work as a commercial photographer for big brands in Russian markets like MTS. It's mobile telesystem for such magazines like GQ.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very cool, like a fairy tale. Every time a person is answering this question, it sounds like a fairy tale because you're like, of course, the beginning is always different. I started studying, I started exploring and stuff like that. And then I just started shooting for big brands and big magazines. And as a photographer, I know that it's not that easy. So you're going to tell me a little bit more about it in a minute because I really got fascinated about your first job shooting old women. You're the first photographer that I know shooting something like this. And I've always been wondering who is doing those photographs. And I have just one question for you. How many women found their soulmate thanks to your photographs? Because I think that's the best way to measure how good you are.
It was a lot of women.
Uh-huh, good answer. That's exactly what I expected. Okay, so you found those people, hairstylist and makeup artist that you worked with. And what was the first model agency that actually decided to trust you and to give you models? And how did you approach them?
Try to remember it. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's okay. We have all the time that we need.
No, I remember it. We have one site like Model Mayhem, right, in Russian here. There were some girls. I wrote them. Let's have a meeting. And I have such an idea. So let's make some photo shooting. And they told, okay, or no, I don't want to do it. That's how I tried to find the first models.
So that was very direct. That's cool.
Yes. We used a social network like Facebook, like VK.com. And that's how we can try to find. Anyway, we have some friends who also became photographers. And I also asked, okay, guys, maybe you have a nice model which I can work with. Mm-hmm. And they, okay, this one, you can write her a message. And she gave you an answer. And I think this was the time when we all cooperate with each other, with another photographers. Because everybody, I think, started 7-8 years ago with whom I work now, with my friends photographers. Mm-hmm. We also try to help each other.
So you were starting with fellas, so it was easier, definitely. Mm-hmm. When you approached those models on these websites, you had no portfolio. So were you sharing only ideas with them? There was no photographic proof of how good you are, so was it only an idea that you were showing them?
I think the first photos was with my girlfriend. Now she's my wife. She's beautiful. I think that's how I started to grow in.
Yeah, you knew you're good back then.
Yes, and also I have some good friends, girls, yes, and I'm making some photos at home. It was a lamp on the table. Mm-hmm. And I made in a high ISO and tried to make in a portrait at home. It was very fun. Why? Some photos was good, and I don't show the old women. I try to show the best of my works.
That's normal. Everybody's been doing that with the portrait in the low light. I also think it's a great exercise to learn light and how to use it in the proper way. Because not everybody has this opportunity to start doing photography and then go and buy all the best equipment and spend a lot of money on it. So a single light is a very good opportunity. But be honest here, did you propose to your wife so she can say yes to the shoot?
I think it was when I was a photographer in nightclubs, and I also work in one shop as a seller.
Photography equipment seller?
No. It was Zara.
Yeah. So you've seen a lot of beautiful women.
Yes. Then I earned some money, bought my first camera, and I think I tried to find it on some websites, and I really want to make photos in nightclubs. I don't know why, no.
Because it was your comfort zone, I think.
Yes, and I wanted to go to nightclubs. I was there maybe 3-4 nights in a week, mm-hmm. and I worked there maybe 1.5 years, and then I earned some more money and buy the second camera. Mm-hmm. It was Canon 5D. It was a long time ago, yes, but it was a really great camera.
Yeah. When was the last time you were photographed by another person?
Oh, I don't remember it.
You don't remember it? And why no. don't you remember it? Because probably you don't want to be photographed.
Yes.
Yeah, same here.
I feel myself so shy when I look the way of the camera.
But I think it's very important for a photographer to stay in front of the camera from time to time, just to remind ourselves how important it is to have this emotion in ourselves.
Maybe not. It's I make a lot of photos with people, not models, because some works I commercial work with models. They sometimes it could be top management of the company. It's like business portraits.
Okay.
When I start to work with people in my early career, now it's real helps me because I have a big experience how to find a comfortable zone for man or a woman who is never be at the camera. It really helps me right now.
Yeah, you know what to say and how to explain it.
Yes, how to explain, how to be friendly with them, try to find some questions which they ask me, they feel themselves very comfortable, the good mood, the good music.
Tell me about the music. What kind of music?
The moment I find in some great radio station, mm-hmm. at every photo shooting, I switch it.
You can tell me the radio station. You can tell me the genre of the music. That's
Yes, it's lounge FM Terrace. You can find the application in the web or listen to online radio. It's really rhythmic, and when you listen it, forget about the music, and it's really cool. You should listen.
It's very important for me to know what kind of music people like to listen. I don't know the reason exactly, but I think you can understand a lot for a certain person if you know what kind of music they like.
Yes, it's also the main question when I work with another people. I feel she's not comfortable with some kind of music or with some kind of clothes.
It's always a bit weird, yeah, to find the balance.
Yes, and I also ask them, maybe you listen. Oh, okay, I listen to the rock. Okay, let's listen to rock music. What band do you like? And she told me, I like this band. I tried to find it social network, play, and the work became really comfortable.
Mm-hmm. It's cool that you said you're using online radio. I think that's very nice. I usually use Spotify because it's very easy for me. They just say what kind of music they like. I'm clicking on it and I don't need to ask them more. Mm-hmm. So this is my way. Yeah, I do have a playlist about photo shoots, especially when I know the people who are coming in. But yeah, like you said, when a new person is coming into the studio, it's a bit weird to find the right music and the right playlist. Tell me, you do work with a lot of advertising agencies. Mm-hmm. When was your first project with an advertising agency?
When I work in the studio, for the studio, maybe for couples of years, then I try to start my own career and don't work with this studio. What I did, try to find the best agencies in Moscow, in Russia. Then using internet, I found in art buyers or art directors who work in these agencies. Then I wrote to some management of the companies with this advertising agency. I show my portfolio online, and then one of them called me. We have a meeting.
Was it a PDF that she sent, or was your website?
I send my website, and then I also print some photos and go to the agency with my print and online portfolio.
Different photos, of course. Not those they were able to see on the website, right?
Some photos were on websites, and the same was in print, which I understand that some clients didn't see your whole website and your works. It's not good, but...
Yeah, they don't have the time for this.
They maybe watch your first 5-10 photos, and then if I like it, I will meet with you. Mm-hmm. If I don't like it, I say, okay, no time.
So what happened on the meeting?
We have a nice conversation. She asked me about how to work, with whom. I said that I just alone, and she recommended me to one production company. Mm-hmm. Then one producer called me.
Let's hear, just for the people who are not so into the business yet, let's say what a production company can do for a photographer.
Advertising agency having some kind of brief for the shooting. They sent some information for production company. And production company here in Russia, they offer a photographer, hairstylist. They just looking for some people for the staff and put it together to make some kind of project which advertising agency will send them.
Exactly. So the difference is that they are not representing you. They are looking for you.
Yeah, they are looking for photographers who can do such kind of work.
We were useful here.
Yes. Then we have a meeting, and maybe a year later, I start to work with them, with this production agency as a photographer, because they show my portfolio to the clients. And during this year, I built another kind of portfolio with models, try to find a way which were very interesting for the clients, which are
suitable for them.
Yes.
And you started to work together on a certain project.
Yes, yes, yes. And then I wrote not at one production agency, but in several different productions, send my portfolio, have a meetings, and then a year or 2 years later, I start to work as a photographer for advertising agencies. It was a long way. Mm-hmm. It's not the short road to work with campaigns.
Yeah, but every good thing sometimes take a little bit of time. So that's it.
Yeah.
Have you ever
fun.
Showed an idea, your idea, to an advertising agency when a client, you know, sometimes clients are coming and they're not completely sure what they want. So they want to hear from the team. They want to hear some ideas. Have you ever been asked to give an idea about a certain photo shoot for a client by an agency, advertising agency?
I think when I work from advertising agency, they also have some staff who make like art directors and who make the whole idea. And some clients which I work directly, it's not advertising agencies. It's, for example, it could be some suits companies which didn't know what to do. And when I work directly, I also have a message from the client direct. So we can discuss ideas, what I can do, what I can offer for them. I most prefer to work like this because you can control all the project from the start to the end. So sometimes I work like a producer and art director, start to discuss project with clients to find some ideas to make presentation for them. And sometimes presentation is very huge, maybe. The last one was 98 lists of
pictures
and with ideas and what to do with the poses, with the lighting, with the emotion, which models I like, which models will be best for this shoot. I also try to find some locations using Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. This part of cloth we can make on this location and this on that location.
Yeah, it's a really, really a lot of preparation. But because we all know the tricky part, of course, as a photographer is to say a price. When you have to say the idea, when you have mm-hmm. to think of it, and when you have to, we all know as a photographer that you calculate the idea and mm-hmm. then you can give the budget. Right. Now, the other way around, because if, for example, I'm shooting on a wide background in a studio, my price will be one. And if I have to move all my team into another country or to a totally, completely different set, it's mm-hmm. going to be a different price. But it's not always the same with the clients. They don't know that every time.
Because sometimes they think that
it's an easy job. You go there, click a little bit, and that's all.
Yes, because you can rent the equipment, you can rent, and it's the price could depends from mm-hmm. low to high budget. And also we discuss with clients sometimes what budget do they have and what we can offer in this budget.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it's very comfortable because, okay, we can dream with millions of budget, but no, they didn't have this one.
And talking about this, at what moment is the right moment to show such a big presentation? Because not every client is a good client, you know. Sometimes they're asking you, they're asking me, and they're asking a bunch of people
mm-hmm.
for the same thing. And everybody is giving them a certain idea.
Mm-hmm.
So there is always this chance that you've been given a great idea, but let's say Sergey, this is another person, another photographer, he's giving them really low price. So they want to use the low price and they want to use your idea. Do you have any sort of text about it, that the idea is yours and you're not letting them to use them with anybody else? Because it's the easiest thing for them to cross the idea and the money and to go to the lower price photographer with your idea.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with such a big presentation when everything is absolutely explained.
Hopefully, now.
What would you do in a situation like this if you've never had?
Now, if I have such kind of clients and they didn't know what to do, we discuss that idea will cost the money. So we sign the contract and then I start to make preparation with the ideas. Because sometimes it took me maybe 5-6 days to mm-hmm. find a great idea. And I spend a lot of time and also
that
money.
Should be paid.
Yes,
absolutely.
For preparation about this. And if client didn't want to pay, at the moment I tell them, I wait ideas from them.
Mm-hmm.
If they have no ideas, sorry, I can do anything for you.
Oh, that's a great way to do things. It's very interesting that you're signing a contract
mm-hmm.
without actually starting this, because when somebody's stealing your idea, of course no one can make it the way you were going to make it,
mm-hmm.
but the feeling is not really cool. Let's be honest about it. Plus, there are so many clients out there and the idea is yours. So if you're offering this to someone, yes, first of all, it has to be paid. And secondly, you can offer it to another person if it's not fitting for this client.
Yes, it's a nice idea. But of course, sometimes when I have an old clients, which I work maybe 5-6 years,
mm-hmm.
we sit down together during the cup of coffee and we discuss their ideas, what they want, what it could be really nice. And they also start to prepare much more information about the project. I told that, okay, this we need to do this one, to find this girl.
Mm-hmm.
With this pose, and they start to continue to work. But it's clients which I believe and they trust me, they choose me as a photographer because they like the result. With such kind of people, I work also directly and I didn't sign any contract,
mm-hmm.
which with new clients, I always sign a contract about the ideas.
That's cool. So great insights until now.
And also about the ideas. I also make in my own projects with my own ideas. And sometimes clients, when they saw the photos, okay, we want to, like on this picture.
It's
and
not
we told,
for a
okay.
client, so it's okay.
Yes, it's okay. Okay, let's do it. I know how to do it. I know the lighting. I really know how to do it.
Yeah.
Because on the personal project, you spend your own time to practice, to find the best way of the lighting, the best way of the models, and you really know how to do it.
Absolutely.
Weekly and professional, and because sometimes it's they have a lot of clothing and a lot of models which want to do in one day,
mm-hmm.
and you try to fix it. And also when you made some kind of photo shooting before, you know how to do it in the future.
Yeah, you're prepared.
Yes, in more comfortable zone, more quickly, more professional. You didn't want to find the way how lighting will be. Let's try this one on the photo shooting. No. It doesn't work. You should know exactly it and don't bother each other for the shooting.
Yeah, being focused on your work. Enough for today. Don't forget that you can find our previous podcast on judefashionmagazine.com and also neverlandmag.com, our gorgeous partners, in other words. Next Wednesday, we'll continue with this conversation and we'll be talking more about payments, regulations, and scheduling. When can you expect your check from the big brands, and so on and so on. Thank you so much for being with me today. And don't forget that there is another podcast every Friday. Okay.